Hello, good evening, everyone. You're welcome to yet another class in our CV Edge training program. We hope it has been an eye-opener so far and that we've given you some information that will be crucial in helping you achieve your career goals. In the last class, we talked about applicant tracking systems, or ATS for short. We were able to define what an ATS is. We were able to show you the scenarios where an ATS is involved in the job application process. We also informed you on the benefits that accrue to organizations that makes it necessary that most of them use an applicant tracking system in the recruitment process. We ended up the discussion by giving you some tips that would help you pass the ATS test as well as impress the human recruiter. So today we want to look at your CV as a marketing tool. And rightfully, as the topic says, your CV is really a marketing tool because it's that one thing that you sent ahead of you in the field to try to impress a prospective employer into giving you the opportunity to come and see them in the form of a chat or an interview. So your CV is one particular tool that is crucial in you landing any job that you're interested in. And there are some basic parts of a standard CV that are non-negotiable in today's job market. The first one is your personal details. Things like your name, your address, your phone number, your email address. They are essential to be included in your CV. The reason is that this is the only way that the recruiter can get across to you. It's the only way they can contact you. And of course, it helps them also to form a holistic view of the kind of individual that you are, in addition to the other details that you provide in your CV. But there are some personal information that I see a lot of us include in our CVs today that are no longer necessary. Remember when we talked about the history of the CV is one document that is always evolving. Things like your date of birth are no longer necessary in today's job application world. The reason is that in many countries of the world, discriminating against someone in the process of recruitment based on their age is against the law. So this has made it not necessary for you to include your date of birth, except in situations whereby it is explicitly stated in the job description or the job listing that you need to include your date of birth. I recommend that you please remove your date of birth. Also, things like your hobby are no longer important to be included in your CV. Another essential part of your CV is your educational history. And this includes the courses you've taken in the past or you are currently taking, the schools that you went to. Things like professional certifications and professional trainings are also part of your educational history, and they should be included, especially when they have something to do with the job that you are pursuing. Then we have your work experience, which to me, I feel is the most important as regards recruitment in today's world. Yeah, so the positions that you've held in the past, the positions you are currently holding, your responsibilities, your achievements while under such positions is part of your work experience, and it needs to be included and organized in such a way as to show the recruiter that you have a track record of delivering results. Then finally, you need to include relevant skills. So notice that this part of the CV is called relevant skills, not just skills. So as a human being, you have a whole lot of skills. Each and every one of us, we have 101 skills that we possess. But not all the skills that you possess are relevant to the job that you're applying to. So please save the recruiter the pain of going through fluff and include only those skills that are necessary or that speaks to that particular position that you are applying to. So these are the basic parts of a standard CV. You may give them different headings, but when you group them together, they fall either one or two of this basic parts of a standard CV. So like I stated earlier, your CV is rightfully a marketing tool. And the product is you. You're marketing yourself, right? those in the marketing fields, they tell us that there are six characteristics of any good product description, which you also need to tailor your CV to reflect. The first one is that it needs to speak to the ideal buyer. So if you go out there and you see a product that says it is for everyone, it solves every problem, it's good for everyone, it's targeted to everyone, and everyone needs to get it, it solves every problem that you can think of, it meets every need that you can think of, you're not probably going to buy that product, right? Product descriptions are effective when they are targeted to a specific group of people. This is how your CV should be. You need to tailor your CV specifically for any position that you're applying to. It needs to speak directly to that particular position and not just use general terms like looking for a good organization, a good establishment that where I can make an impact, or things like I'm a hard worker, I'm looking for any organization where I can impact lives, and so on and so forth. It doesn't speak to anybody, and nobody's going to take that kind of CV seriously. Then secondly, a good product description needs to tell stories, right? So all the information you are including in your CV needs to converge at a coherent point. It needs to rally around and tell a story around who you are and who you want to present yourself to be to the prospective employer. So any part of your CV that doesn't fall in line with the central story you're trying to, you know, to tell needs to be removed. It needs to be stripped off in order not to detract from what you're trying to achieve. So every good product you see out there, when you watch adverts on the TV, you listen to them on radio, they mostly translate the information they want to tell you in form of stories. So you need to do the same on your CV. Then every good product description also needs to highlight the benefits of using the product. Okay, so I see a whole lot of CVs now, they include an objective statement. I recommend, as a matter of best practice, that you should remove any objective statement that you have on your CV. You rather replace them with the profile statements. What an objective statement is, it talks about what you want to achieve. But the recruiter is not interested in what you want to achieve. They are interested in what they want to achieve, right? So you need to tell them what benefit they stand to gain from recruiting you, not what you stand to gain by working for them. So that's why you need to highlight the benefits that will accrue to the user of the product, the employer, not you who is seeking that position. You need to speak to their own needs. Then every good product description also needs to avoid unnecessary words or information. So any information you include on your CV that doesn't converge to tell the central story you have in mind needs to be removed. There's no point telling them about job positions that you have held in the past that doesn't speak in any way to the position that you are going for, or to list a number of skills that doesn't apply to the position that they want to fill. Then you also need to make sure that your product description is easily identifiable. Okay, so when you're speaking to the employer through your CV, you need to make sure that you stand out. You present yourself as a unique individual. There are so many ways that you can do this, right? Just a little bit of brainstorming would open doors on how you can present yourself as being a unique individual that has unique abilities, unique combination of skills to offer them. Then finally, every good product description needs to include power words that sell, right? Later in the course, we've given some of them, some sample power words to convince people of what you're capable of doing. We also have a document where we gave you quite a number of them, which you can download as one of the slides of this presentation. In fact, you can find those action verbs under slide 8. So you can download it, it's in PDF. You can go through it in your leisure time and try to use some of them in your CV. Okay, so what makes it difficult for people to present themselves properly on their CV as a marketing tool is because of some of the labels we give ourselves, right? We look at ourselves as if we're the positions that we hold, but we are not. We are different individuals, we are different human beings, we are unique people, we have different combination of skills, competencies and capabilities that we have to offer. So if you start looking yourself based on the labels that we give ourselves, you may see yourself as a customer care agent. Some see themselves as a housewife. Another person will see himself as a manager and so on and so forth. That's the limiting way of looking at yourself. What you want to do is you want to look at yourself based on the skills that you possess. And there are different types of skills, right, that each and every one of us possesses. We have communication skills, we have creative skills, we have mathematical or problem-solving skills, mental skills, people skills, etc., etc. So in order to be able to help our students to draw out the different skills that they possess, that they want to, establish and then showcase on their CVs, we have a number of skills assessment sheets that you can download. Also is under slide 7 of this presentation. So download it, go through it. It tries to highlight some of the things, some of the skills that you can find under these different groups that we've identified. So go through them. You can tick the ones that apply to you. Then after the exercise, you can bring them out to look for where to infuse them in your CV. I think that's a better way of going about presenting yourself rather than just looking at yourself as the particular position you are holding now or that you've held in the past. So like I said earlier, there's some sample action verbs that we've highlighted here on slide 8. You see things like advocated, eliminated, mapped, ascertained, sustained, verified, etc. So the idea is to remove those fluffy sounding words that you have on your CV, words that have been overused, that have become cliches, and so on and so forth. You want to replace them with these power words that when someone sees it, they elicit a certain kind of emotion in that person. So instead of saying, I convinced them to do so and so, or I asked them to do so and so on your CV, you can say, I advocated so and so line of action, right? Instead of saying, I removed so and so from their process, I removed certain error, I removed certain cost, and so on and so forth. Why not say, I eliminated so and so cost? So it sounds more professional, it's more moving, it elicits a better kind of response from the person who is reading it. So you can download the PDF. It has quite a whole lot of them. So go through them and see the ones that are applicable to the kind of way you want to present yourself in your CV, and it is going to get you better results, right? So that's basically what we have for you in today's class, right? So just like a recap, try to understand that it's not every information that you can lay your hands on that is required on your CV. It's not everything you think about yourself that you need to include on your CV. Your CV needs to tell a story, a coherent story at that, right? So everything you include in your CV has to be targeted at convincing someone that you are best suited for a particular position. So you need to think about the different sections of your CV in a strategic manner and ask yourself if all this information you are providing, they come together, to try to achieve the strategy you have in mind in trying to convince that particular recruiter. So that's basically the class for today. We just try to keep it short because we know many of you have a lot of things on your hands that you're doing. So that's basically it for today. But as usual, don't forget to share these course materials. They are free. Try to share them on to your social media contacts to try to help someone out there. You never can tell who the information we are giving out here is going to help change their life story. And they may never forget you for just inviting them to a class like this, right? So would also be open to get your comments, your questions. And for those of you who submitted your CVs for review, work is still ongoing on that. So you get the identified areas of improvement within the next few days, and that would help you to work on your CV as you go into the practical aspect of crafting a CV, right? Thank you so much for the time. We'll be looking forward to getting your comments and your questions. Enjoy the rest of your day.